Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
More variety from the 2000s, the 90s, and today. Star 101.3. It's Marcus and Sandy. All right, let's get into second date update. Here we go.
If you go on a date and you think it was fun, but then you don't hear back from the person you went out with, we'll call them. We'll try to find out what's going on with them.
Felicia's on the phone. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi there. Well, first of all, thank you for contacting us. Tell us a little bit about David. How did you guys meet and a little bit about your date?
Hi. Yeah, so David and I actually met at a mutual friend's birthday party, Stephanie, and, you know, I thought, what a great way to meet somebody through friends. This way I can vouch him. I was tired of the dating apps. So we were talking, and we hit it off really well. He asked me out for a date, and we just decided on drinks, just, you know, because you never know.
Keeping it simple.
So
that's nice.
We went out to drinks, and we had such a great time. Oh, my God, he was, like, making me laugh, and we were having a great time. Then it, like, hours passed, so we got hungry. We went to eat. And after dinner, like, the connection was just so strong that when we shared an Uber home, I invited him in.
Hey.
And so he came in, and we started making out, and it just got a little heated, and I felt like it was going great. We were having a good time, and all of a sudden, he's just like, oh, my God, I have to go. And he got up and left, and I've been kind of texting him, but it's been 2 weeks, and I haven't heard for a follow-up for a second date.
So wait, he just bounced? Like, he was in your house, apartment, whatever, and he just was like, I gotta go.
Yeah, we were on the couch making out, and then all of a sudden, he's just like, oh, I gotta go. Like, if he had forgotten something. So now I'm kind of nervous. Like, I really hope.
Did you reach out to him? Like, have you talked to him since at all?
Well, we've messaged. We've only texted. We haven't had an actual phone conversation.
Okay. And are you waiting for him to ask you out again? Or is there, like, something in you that maybe you could say, hey, you want to hang out again? Or where are you at with that?
I mean, I've never asked a guy, but I guess if that's what I should do, I'm down. Because I had a really good time with him.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're going to have you on the line. We're going to call him. That's how this works. You know that. You got to mute your phone, though, okay? Can you mute your phone?
Oh, yeah.
All right. We'll have you on the line. We'll call him. We'll see if we can get to the bottom of it. Let's play a song, and we'll get after it. Second date update on Star 101.3. More variety from the 2000s, the 90s, and today it's Star 101.3. It's Marcus and Sandy. We are in the middle of second date update.
We've been talking to Felicia. Now, Felicia met David at a mutual friend's birthday party, which is kind of cool. We've had a few lately where it's actually, like, legit in-person mutual friends or like a barbecue or whatever. It was just kind of cool.
I was going to say, Felicia, when you meet somebody in RL, in real life, and then there's no chance that you're getting catfished, it's got to be, after being on the apps, it's got to be kind of refreshing, I have to imagine.
Yeah, for sure.
So let's see, you guys went for drinks and then you had dinner and then you ended up going back to your place. And then right in the middle of a makeout, he's like, oh, I got to go. So that's weird.
Yeah.
Did he do it in that voice?
That's my dumb, annoying guy voice. I gotta go.
I gotta bail. Bye.
So here's what we'll do. We don't know what the deal is. We'll hopefully he'll talk to us. Hopefully he'll pick up the phone. Sometimes people don't because it's so early. So we will see what happens. Just stay on the line and we'll see what happens. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
All awesome. Right. Mute your phone. Here we go.
Hello.
Good morning. Is this David?
Yeah, this is him.
Hi, David. This is actually Marcus and Sandy. We do a radio show on Star 101.3.
Hey, David.
Not sure if you've heard
morning.
Of it.
All right. Can I help you?
All right.
That's fun. All right.
I don't know if he's heard of our show. So really quick, we do a thing on our show called Second Date Update, and we were actually contacted by somebody you went out with named Felicia. Does that sound familiar?
Yeah.
She thinks you're ignoring her or you don't want to go on another date. She really likes you. So we're just trying to figure it out for her.
We're trying to figure out if we can get a second date out of this.
All right. Kind of embarrassed to delve into this.
All right.
Felicia is really sweet. She's a really cool girl, but I just could not get past the smell of her place.
What
smell?
Do you mean the smell?
Her place smells like a giant litter box.
Like she's got cats?
Yes. She. Okay, hold on. Let me back this up. All right. So I go out with her, right? We meet up. We have dinner. We get along. It's all great. We take an Uber to her place. She invites me in. And I'm thinking, you know, this is great. This is going to
go somewhere.
Possibly lead somewhere. We're going to have a good time. And literally the minute I walk through the door, I'm just hit with this wall of rancid odor. I mean, it's just...
You're making it well, it
awful.
Sounds like a hoarder. Like, I don't know. Like, what do you mean by rancid odor?
No, she just has cats.
Oh.
She has, like, three cats.
Are you allergic?
Have you ever smelled cat pee?
Oh.
Oh, and he's allergic. Oh.
That sucks.
Wait, but you made out anyway.
Well, yeah, I mean...
You know, you try to tough it out sometimes until it sucks.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we're going to have a little fun and... You
so,
know,
David,
we could lead to a little bit more.
I have to let you know something. Felicia's on the line with us right now.
Felicia, is she?
Felicia,
are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm just dumbfounded. Like, I can't believe you couldn't tell me that you were allergic to cats, and we could have found a solution to this instead of just ghosting me. Kind of.
She does have a point. Is it that you can't date someone with cats?
I mean. It was just so bad.
My place does not smell.
Felicia, it's so bad in there. Yeah,
no, it's not.
Smells,
I've never gotten a complaint.
It's literally like a litter box.
I have, like, plugins in the walls all over. You're crazy.
I'm not the one that's single with three cats. I mean,
oh, come on.
If there's any definition for crazy, it would
be. Why
has
it always got to be like that? You can't even be single and have a cat anymore.
You're not fostering these cats. They needed a home. They're... We're rescued. I'm currently fostering them. They're not even mine. You are so quick to jump to conclusions.
You guys, I'm not sure this is going to work out.
Do either one of you, we have to unfortunately keep this quick. Do either one of you want to try a second date?
No, because, I mean, now I'm completely turned off. You're going to just jump to conclusions on the first thing. You don't even ask questions or are decent or like adult enough to have a conversation and talk about what's bothering you and then find a solution. You just rather leave a person.
All right. Fair
enough. Just saying, I think it's a stereotype for a reason.
All right, hang on. It's not a match.
That's a no-go.
It's not her person. It doesn't, okay. Anyway, 7:05 weekday mornings, and then the replays at 9:05. And of course, you've got the podcast, so you can binge listen to all of them. It's Marcus and Sandy's Second Date Update on the iHeartRadio app.
Marcus and Sandy
on Star 101.3.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
Laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.